Good morning. We are continuing our study this morning in 1 Corinthians by turning to chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 8. We left off there yesterday. Let me go back and read verses 7 and 8 together. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If they had understood the plan of salvation, if they had understood what God had ordained from before the foundation of the world, Jesus Christ would not have been crucified. Satan apparently was under the assumption that by destroying Jesus Christ, he had brought the plan of redemption to a halt. I direct your attention to the book of Revelation, chapter 12. John in the Revelation, I'll just simply read it, starting with verse 1, Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Now, it's interesting. The passage here in Revelation chapter 12 is speaking about Israel, and of course the man-child being born is the Lord Jesus Christ, and the great white red dragon is, well, you see it later on in the chapter, in verse 9, making reference to the devil, or Satan. By destroying Jesus Christ, it appeared, as far as Satan was concerned, that the plan to redeem mankind would become a dead issue. He did not know, neither did his minions know. If they had known, they would not have crucified him. Now, verse 9 continues then, but it, as it is written, I hath not seen, and he's referring here to a passage in Isaiah chapter 64, verse 4, I believe, I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. And it goes on. Once again, I'd like to make reference to Wiest's word studies in this expanded translation. I'm going to begin reading, with verse 9. But as it stands written, the things which I did not see, nor ear hear, which did not arise within the individual's heart, so many things has God prepared for those who love him. For to us God the Father revealed them through the intermediate agency of his Spirit. For the Spirit is constantly exploring all things, even the deep things of God. Revealed by the Spirit. God hath revealed them unto us. What things? Well, if you go back, if you take it in context, you will see here that he's making reference to the plan of salvation that he had established before the foundation of the world. But this thing was a secret. It was the mystery that was being referred to back in verse 7. This idea that Jesus Christ would die for the sins of the world is contrary to anything human logic would come up with. You see, that's it goes back and underscores what he's saying earlier in verse 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You see, if mankind, if humanity were to devise or try to come up with a plan for eternal life, let's face it, we would approach it from the standpoint of science and technology. How can we make this body last longer? If you're going to try to live forever, there's got to be some way of circumventing the limitations of the body. You're going to have to improve the body or something. And let's face it, the way to do that, for the most part, would be approached from medical science and biology and improving genetic engineering and things of that sort. That's not the way God chose to do it. Not at all. You will notice that it was a mystery. It was kept secret. It was kept hidden until the last times, until it was too late for Satan to do anything about it. They crucified him. They thought that that was the end of it. Now, when I say they, you will find references here to the princes of this world. I don't really want to get into it too far because the Bible does not give us enough specifics other than to point out that apparently there are spiritual beings, angels for lack of a better word, that are given the oversight of particular geographical areas, or at least over certain nationalities. You remember in the book of Daniel that Gabriel said that he had been hindered by the prince of Persia, been held up for 2 weeks before Gabriel could get to Daniel. Now, there is a conflict going on that you and I, as physical, temporal beings, are unaware. There are things that go on around us we are unaware of because we are bound to the physical plane. But in 2 Kings, for instance, along about chapter 5, chapter 6, you remember that the king of Syria had sent a detachment of men to a rather large squadron, actually, to arrest, to capture Elisha. When the man of God's servant went out in the morning, I suspect probably to draw water or whatever, to get ready to go about the business of the day, he saw this encircling army, and he says, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" And Elisha said, "Well, they that are with us are more than be with them." And, of course, that sounds like so much, it's supposed to comfort you. However, Elisha went on, and he prayed, and he said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And God did. And the scripture says that he saw. What did he see? Well, surrounding Elisha was an army of chariots and horsemen of fire to protect him. Now, the young man hadn't seen that. It wasn't there for him to see. That is, he did not have the ability to see it until God touched him, and until God opened his understanding, his eyes, as it were, gave him the ability to see on that spiritual plane, he had no awareness of them. He didn't know they were there. Now, did he continue to see? I don't know. I don't know. I know that today we do not. Frankly, I'm going to guess, I'm going to surmise that if we could see on the spiritual plane the things around us, I figure we would, we'd revert to gibbering lumps of protoplasm because we would not be able to deal with the things that we saw. And I think for that reason our eyes are, we just can't see. Can't see that aspect of it. He said, "Well, that's just, you're just blowing smoke." No, not really. You know about infrared and ultraviolet light, black light. You know that there are things that you cannot see that are there. You do not see infrared light, but you can feel it. You can feel its the heat given off by the radiation. You can feel that. There are certain things that will reflect ultraviolet light or will fluoresce in black light. Without that, you couldn't see what was there. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's funny. There are things around us that we look at and we say, oh, yeah, and we take for granted. But for instance, this fall, as you watch the leaves change, you will see colors that you never saw before. For instance, did you know that the natural color of a maple leaf is red or orange? And the only reason that it looks green throughout the rest of the year is because of the presence of chlorophyll. Chlorophyll bounces back to your eyes. I mean, your eyes pick up the reflected light on the spectrum that's available to us. You see the color green, and it overrides that other color that's there. As the chlorophyll dries out, you begin to see leaves. You say they're changing color. Actually, what's happening, the chlorophyll is dying, and you're seeing the color that was there all along. Interesting. Things that are there that we can't see. Now, there are things that people don't know, people don't understand. Had the spiritual entities, the rulers of spiritual wickedness, had they understood, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord. But as it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard. They didn't understand because that is the way God intended that it should be. Neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. The matter of salvation has been revealed up to a certain point. There are things about it you and I will not understand until we get to heaven. Why did God love us? Why did Jesus die for us? Oh, you can bandy words about, but understanding the reason or understanding how that love caused him to die on the cross for us, caused him to be willing to die. How is it that his blood was an acceptable sacrifice to God on our behalf? Don't know. There are things we don't know. Understand that, learn to live with it, and go on. But look for what you can understand and what God will reveal. You will notice, please, that it says, but God, in verse 10, hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. What things? What's he revealed? Well, the things that God intends that we should know. Now, you're not going to find these things by looking through a microscope or studying the heavens or tarot cards or... No. They're revealed by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. The word search has the idea of exploration, of exploring areas. The Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Things that you and I cannot comprehend, but he does. And he reveals to us those things that we can understand. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save or except by the Spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now, this is a section that's going to take more time than what I've got to deal with. Matter of fact, I'm going to have to get off the air here pretty quick. I hope this has been a practical study for you. Hope you find it interesting. But I hope you find it whetting your appetite to go further and to see what the Bible says.